Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Everybody over there.
Get a hold of it.
Everybody out there.
Get into it.
Hooray.
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show. And online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation. Always dressed up and ready to go, even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Grill Nation Show with Jason Grill. I am your host, Jason Grill. Thanks for joining us today. If you're listening on the radio on KMBZ 980 AM, or if you're joining on podcast, we greatly appreciate it. On our website, grillnationshow.com, or on YouTube. We're actually all over YouTube. We have all of our shows, full episodes there, as well as sneak peeks of all of our shows with our guests. Today's going to be a fun show. We're getting near the end of the year, and I thought it would be really appropriate to have back Andrew Bash, who is the owner of Bash & Co. Sotheby's International Realty. Their website is bashcosir.com. Put it up on the live stream here for those that are joining us on live stream. Welcome to the show, Andrew. How are you today?
Jason, I'm fabulous. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be with you at the end of the year here.
Yeah, this year flew by, huh?
It really did, didn't it?
It did. We're going to get into that in the show today. I really kind of want to break down kind of some of the highlights, some of the things that you saw in your industry, some of the changes, some of the ways you pivoted. Maybe we'll get some good life lessons out of you today, which is always something that I strive for when you come on the show.
So
but
nice.
Again, you're an expert in this field and obviously a leader in Kansas City. So we're excited to have you back on the show. What have you been up to, man? I mean, let's just start there. Quick updates from Bash & Co. Sotheby's International Real Estate as we sit here today and Andrew Bash.
Well, you know, this is our second full year as Bash & Co. Sotheby's International Realty, and we're getting ready to close out the year, and it's been quite a ride. In 2020, just as an example, not that this matters more than anything else, but you asked me, you know, as it relates to Bash & Co., Sotheby's International Realty. 2020, we did $166 million, and we helped 328 people or families. In 2021, year-to-date, we're at $246 million with 457 these are individual help. So business has been great. It's been a crazy year.
Wow. So say those numbers again. I mean, just so we're clear here. You said over 200 million in sales.
Yeah. So we went from 166 million to 246 million in sales. And transactionally, we went from 328 families to 457 families. So,
and that's all in this region, correct?
Yep. Yeah, that doesn't include all the business that we do outside of the state, which is, I think we have probably somewhere around 40 referrals in and out in different parts of the country. So we really
Let's talk about that too. We'll get to that in a second, but I just want to point out that I'm interested to know kind of how you guys grew so much, obviously, from year to year. But then I would like to point out that I was out in one of those other areas this weekend, last weekend in Arizona in Scottsdale, and I saw the Bash, I saw the, excuse me, the Sotheby's International Realty sign over by Pinnacle Peak and True North Golf Course and Greyhawk in that area of Scottsdale, beautiful area. And I immediately thought, if I wanted to buy a place here, could I work with Andrew Bash, my good friend in Kansas City, to make this happen?
Yes, and, you could.
Okay.
I mean, we're the only company in the world that truly considers itself a global real estate brand. And I can guarantee that you would not have taken a picture if I was with Remax. You wouldn't have taken a picture if I was
I did take that Nichols. Picture. I forgot to text it to you, but I was going to. So I knew.
Yeah, but I get pictures texted to me all the time from clients like, oh, I'm out here. Look at the sign I saw, because it's such an incredible, transformative, amazing brand. And it's so recognizable. And that is a large reason why I was interested in bringing the brand to Kansas City, so that the people that live here had an opportunity to have that level of service and experience.
Andrew Bash, Bash & Co. Sotheby's International Realty. You talked about kind of the growth numbers and the amount of people that you were able to help in 2021. How did you accomplish that internally in your own office and business?
I would say that the reason that we accomplished it primarily is the people that are attracted to the culture that we're creating and the experiences that we're delivering, both to our agents, our partner, like, I don't really like calling people agents, I call them partners, and therefore in turn to our clients and the people that we work with outside. Mm-hmm. We really look at real estate so differently than anyone else that's doing this. And I think it's the future of our industry is about experiences delivered upon and making sure people are seen and heard and acknowledged and delivering on an experience about home, not just geographical house, which has always been a passion for me, even when I had the pink signs. But now taking that culture, attracting the kind of agents that really want to deliver amazing experiences to their clients that don't think transactionally, it changes everything.
Mm-hmm. It does for sure. Andrew, so internally though, as far as the amount of folks, I mean, how much did you all have to grow to, I mean, that's a huge leap.
I'm actually, for the year end, we'll be about 26 people here total.
Wow. Which is a lot considering when I met you under your other brand, you had what, 3 to 4, maybe 5?
Yeah, like I think 5, of which all of those folks are no longer with me, with the exception of a couple.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's a lot of change for you in your life as well.
It's a lot of change.
How have you adjusted to that, going from a really small boutique practice to now one that's doing over $240 million in sales?
Well, I haven't done it. We've done it. And Ashley and Lane and Kara and Mackenzie, who are part of the marketing and the back office, are really the key to the success. I would.
You got a great team.
I have a great team. And Julie Leonhardt, who was the chief operating officer for the entire brand, in the global brand for 3 years, recently relocated to Kansas City and is now working with us as our chief growth officer, which is just an incredible addition. And we got really lucky to be able to have her be a part of this.
Yeah, it truly is transformational when you start throwing out numbers and people and houses, especially with how competitive your world is. With, you know, competition in this area, as far as, you know, people that want to be in real estate or are in real estate or know someone in real estate. I mean, for you all to grow that much and to stand out like that is pretty impressive.
I think we should just keep talking about how wonderful and great we are. I really
Well, that's just the first segment, Andrew. We're gonna go on to some other topics here.
I will tell you this. There is no one in Kansas City that is doing what we are doing. And what we are doing is being very purposeful about culture, very purposeful about the values that support who we believe we are. We need to be for our clients and Kansas City and the community. It's not just about selling homes. And it's exciting because the landscape has changed dramatically over the last few months.
Let's talk about that after the break, Andrew.
Well, let's do that.
Thanks for joining us for the Grill Nation show today. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Grill Nation show with Jason Grill. I want to thank you for joining us today, whether you're listening on the radio on KMBZ 980 AM or if you're joining us on podcast or on our website, grillnationshow.com. We also obviously are on social media. You can connect with me at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show. Our live stream is up on my Twitter as we speak, also on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Just search for Jason Grill. Thank you so much. Again, joined today by Andrew Bash, who is with Bash & Co. Sotheby's International Realty. Their website is bashcosir.com, bashcosir.com, bashcosir.com. Bash, Andrew, welcome back. Okay, so you were kind of teasing, you know, the last few months going into 2022. Before you get to the last few months, kind of talk to us about 2021 as a whole. Did you expect to happen what happened with residential real estate this year? And then kind of get to that last 2 months topic as well.
Well, I knew the year was going to be insane. I didn't know it would be, I didn't know the pricing would change to the, as drastic as it has.
In a upward movement?
Yeah, the average sales price in Canada has moved 12.2% in a year.
So can you say that again? 12.2%?
Yeah, as of end of November, 12.2% year over year.
Wow.
So about 266, 268 was the average sales price in 2020. And we're hovering around 303-ish, 304 for 2021. Another interesting little side note is this, and this one's crazy. So, Jason, how many houses do you think sold over, how many properties, the total properties sold over $2 million in the Kansas City area in 2020?
Good question. I'm going to go low here. I'll say maybe 20, 15 to 20.
Ooh, not bad. 29.
Okay. I thought 25 would be a little high, but I went with a little, 29 is a big number.
So this is one of my favorite stats of what's happening in Kansas City in the market. In 2020, there were 29 houses or 29 properties. Some of them were not, they could have been land or they could have been condos or what have you. But in the MLS, there were 29 properties over $2 million that closed. Now, 2021 closed and pending year to date. How many do you think that are actually recorded? Sometimes things sell off market as well, but how many do you think?
For 2021, how many sold over 2 million in Kansas City region?
Yeah.
This year. Let's do 40.
85.
Wow. So we went from 29 in 2020 to 85 this year.
85 properties over $2 million. Which points to the market, the luxury market in particular, is just gone insane.
Is that because we see more people wanting to buy here from out of town, or people moving back because of COVID and getting a better deal? I mean, there's a lot of factors, I know, but I didn't know you could find 89 houses for over 2 million in Kansas City.
Well, you know, you can when you look at the entire area.
Yeah, right? That's
that
true.
That includes all counties, everything that's part of the Heartland MLS.
Mm-hmm.
However, it still is a mind-blowing number to go from 30 to 85.
Yeah.
Again, there could be more than that. I know we sold a few over $2 million off-market ourselves. I think it points to the fact that there's a lot of money moving into Kansas City, a ton of investment dollars are moving into Kansas City, and it also points to there's a lot of people locally that are doing really well, and are taking advantage of the low. I mean, a lot of these properties end up being cash, but some of them are do end up with notes on them. But, you know, the low interest rates, the ability to it's truly mind-blowing. You'll price something and think it's worth X, and then you'll get offers well above that, even in the fall, late fall, early winter market right now. You're still seeing it happen.
Mm-hmm. That's a question I have then. So, you know, coming up with pricing obviously is unique now. We are entering, well, it's been warm, obviously, but, you know, January and February are usually your down
months. It's warm? Do you think this is warm? December, what are we at?
If you come from the West Coast, you're freezing right now, but for us, you feel good.
It's insane. The weather is crazy.
I know. So that obviously helps your industry, I would assume. It hasn't snowed yet, so showings are easier. People are still listing their homes. There's a huge demand. Those are all good things as we move into 2022. Were there any negatives, you think, this year? Or things that weren't excited about? Not about your business, but in the market as a whole, as real estate as a whole. I mean, it's not all perfect, is it? Or maybe it is.
I don't think anything's perfect, is it? No.
No.
It's really hard to help buyers find properties, and it's so competitive, and they're having to be like, you know, waive appraisal, waive inspections, pay 50 or 5, 10% over asking. I mean, it's a challenging market to try to help people, and, you know, you don't know if it's going to have legs and last forever, or if it's potentially another bubble, perhaps. I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
So all indicators are.
When you talk about listing a property, you know, in the past, not, you know, you got to market it, you got to share it, and you guys do a great job on your Instagram and Facebook of doing that. But for instance, there is a house in my neighborhood that I messaged you about, and I went to look at it, I think the next day after I saw your Instagram post, and, you know, it was like a school drop off, man. Yeah. I drove down the street. I stopped, and then I did a circle look at it again, you know, the second look, and there was probably 2 to 3 cars doing the exact same thing I was on a Saturday morning. I mean, it's just crazy. I'd never seen anything like it.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I'm sitting here, I'm thinking about all the homes. Like, any appropriately priced house should sell right now. And then, you know, the thing that's always difficult, it's hard because there's people that do this that I don't feel are full-time agents that can look like they know what they're doing right now if they live out, and they are unable to protect their sellers at the same level as like we are, for instance, just because they're not going to meet the appraisal. They're not going to negotiate inspections the way that honors and represents their seller. They're just kind of doing it, and they really don't have any idea what they're doing. So that's always difficult to have the people in the industry that candidly shouldn't be in the industry, and there's lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would say the most difficult thing always is in real estate, unrealistic sellers, unrealistic buyers, and unrealistic agents. If we could eliminate those three things, everything would be perfect utopian society.
Yeah, right.
I just made that up, by the way.
That sounded good.
I mean, did you like that?
I did.
That soundbite.
So how are you guys adjusting in this year? I mean, you mentioned all these things that are happening, but, you know, as a firm, how are you adjusting to the changes in the market when you have something that could sell overnight for cash off the market? I mean, it seems like, I mean, you've obviously lived through one of these before. In 2008, the other side of it, right? And then early 2000s, I think you were working then.
When I've been doing this since 2001, I think. 2000, yeah. 2000, 2001. So I've been doing it almost 22 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, what we're doing is we're handling it the same way we would in any market, because there's always the potential that you're going to leave money on the table if you don't do everything that you can to front load, get the house ready at the highest level to attract the most highest number of buyers and get a bidding war going on. And, you know, there's always that place in pricing where you don't want to overprice something, especially in a market where you could maybe potentially price it a little bit lower and then have more people bid on it, which, you know, if you have two offers on a property versus if you have 10 offers on a property, it's a very different experience. Mm-hmm. So, it's been fascinating.
Let's look at this from a buyer's perspective. I have a house that you sold me, or that you found for me, your business. Let's say I want to sell it and look. I mean, talk to me about the buyer's perspective, because I feel like that's overlooked a lot in the whole real estate.
Well, the buyer perspective is you need someone who's willing to try to find you something off market that you're not going to be in competition on. You need to have representation that knows how to communicate with the selling agent to position you in the best light. And you need to have someone who really understands the market and knows all the players in the market. And you need to have someone who has your best interest in mind. So if you are moving from California to your job and you think you're probably going to go back, do you buy or do you rent? Now, you know, the typical real estate person is going to tell you, like, just buy. It's going to be great. I would tell you to consider renting. If you're going to be in a house for 10 years, well, then maybe you can write for an extra $20,000 over asking, because at the end of the day, what difference does it make if you're going to be there for 10 years? So I believe that the most important thing for buyers is the same thing that is important for sellers, and that is having representation that cares more about what you want to accomplish, not just selling you or transacting. Mm-hmm. So it's the same.
Well said. Well said. I'm intrigued, Andrew. I'm intrigued by all these things that we're talking about today.
Here's a question.
Fascinating right now.
How much time do we have left?
Well, we're going to break right now.
Okay,
so I'm going to try to do more extended podcasts in the future so we can talk longer.
You should.
You're listening to The Grill Nation, Sean, with Andrew Bash, the owner of Bash & Co. Sotheby's International Realty. We will be right back. Welcome back to the Grill Nation show with Jason Grill. Thanks for joining us again for the show today. We're all over the internet. We're on podcast, radio, also on YouTube and at grillnationshow.com. Andrew Bash is with us, the owner of Bash & Co. Sotheby's International Realty. Their website is bashcosir.com, a great website. They have all their listings up there. And obviously, because Sotheby's International Realty is a established international brand. If you go anywhere in this great country or other countries, you will see the sign, the blue navy sign, everywhere you go, and they can help you out of market as well. We were talking about kind of 2021 and moving forward into 2022, and Andrew, you were about to mention something on when we were closing up the buyers conversation.
Yeah, so you know how much I enjoy asking you questions on your podcast because you don't like to answer questions. So let's try the exercise anyway.
Okay.
So Jason Grill, tell me, how do you define home?
Well, I always want it to be a place that I like to hang out at and be in. I find that as soon as you start looking at other things, you start to think about updating your home too much and you're constantly trying to evolve. But I think of it somewhere as I'm proud of, I like to stay in, I like to maintain, I like to update, I like to have things that happen there. Part of my, you know, major part of my life, of course.
Major part of your life. Tell me more about that. What does that mean?
You're spending most of your time here, so you better like it, right? Especially in the last few years with remote work and other things. So,
okay.
But I think there's little things that, you know, if you're looking, you know, you mentioned somebody moving somewhere from another place, maybe you're looking to rent somewhere or buy somewhere in another state that you can visit. Those are types of things that I need an expert to help me with, because I don't know the markets. I don't know other markets. I don't know those types of things. So
let me challenge you on something. One of my favorite things to see with your posts have to do with all the different trips you take with your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And your parents. Like,
I needed more of those, Andrew.
Well, but every time I see one, it makes me smile.
Yeah.
And I would challenge you that part of your definition of home has less to do with where you live and more to do with you care about who you are.
Okay.
And your relationship with your parents, you in particular, truly is a part of how you define home. Regardless if you guys all live together, they matter and you hold them in your heart for sure.
I haven't told you yet, Andrew. I'm living with my parents right now, 42. Have I not told you that?
No, did they move in with you?
No, they didn't.
Okay.
But I see your point, and one of my goals for 2022 is to have more of those experiences, you know, inside, outside of Kansas City. But you're right. I like the way you spun that and made that.
Well, so for us, you know, whether it be your grandkids being closer to them, whether it be you're going through a divorce, whether you recently got married, whether you got to move school districts because your kid needs a different kind of specialty for helping them get through, whatever it is, there's always something that has very little to do with the four walls and the roof that represent a house. And this company that we as a group, and I mean that when I say it's we, it's not mine, it's ours. We're creating a company that is focused on how to unlock home for each one of our clients. And each one of our clients has a different definition of home. Mm-hmm. And
why don't you give us a couple quick examples of that, or maybe just one, a success story in 2021. You talk about these different types of clients. We talked about the $2 million homes. You also talked about the median prices over 300,000 now. I know you're active in my neighborhood. You've also been active in the Northland.
My favorite story when you asked me that question is I have a client that we started a conversation 7 months ago about them possibly relocating. They wanted to try a different lifestyle and more of a resort community. He has the ability to work anywhere. And they came in the office, I don't know, probably four times after we originally had our first meeting about selling their home. And I spent more time helping them get on the same page about this kind of possible move and what it meant for their family than I did just talking about selling their house. And they didn't have to, but we asked them to move out of their house because his contract ends in June. We're helping them find a house in a different part of the country. They moved out of their house into a 2-bedroom rental with multiple kids. And they let us paint some of the rooms in their house and they let us stage their home. And we sold that house in multiple offers, over $1 million. And it probably would not have been able to fetch that kind of money if we were showing it with them in the home. So that's a perfect example of like taking the time to actually ask questions and find out what matters to our clients and then deliver upon what they're looking for, as opposed to like, hey, let's just put your house on the market with all of your stuff in here and sell it, which is what I really do believe most people who do what we do, that's how they operate. They don't look at it from a holistic approach. They look at it from a transactional approach. And the culture of Fashion Co. Sotheby's International Realty being paired with the world's greatest real estate brand, Sotheby's International Realty, is truly something that no one else can touch in our marketplace. And we're super excited about where we're positioned and where we're headed. You know, there's lots of people that I interviewed to come on board with our company. They just weren't a fit, because they are way too egocentric. And I believe that our society as a whole is in the midst of moving towards how do we serve one another instead of just serving ourselves. And I know what both feel like. So I like the one that we're working on now, which is much more we-centric as it relates to us as individuals inside this company. And how we operate. We-centric versus me-centric is truly a real thing. And this industry is going to demand that of each and every one of us that does this as a professional career, or you're going to be out of business, because between technology and the ability to just not have to pay for services, it's going to change the dynamic in the next 36 months.
And, you know, moving into 2022, if the market continues to accelerate, you're right. I mean, you made a great point on that story, because a lot of times in these situations, you know, you don't have much time. Let's, for instance, say you're looking to buy a house, you get it, you have your other house, you got to figure out what the heck you're going to do with that. Maybe you have the same realtor who knows someone, like you said, that knows something off market that could come in, and then the person saves a little money. But the point is that a lot of these things, you know, are so fast that you don't have the proper planning time. But you're saying, hey, we help you with that. If you really want to know how to, you know, have the top experts help you, you can do that with our company.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's awesome. Andrew Bash is with us, owner of Bash & Co. Sotheby's International Realty. Website, bashcosir.com. As we go into 2022, Andrew, you kind of alluded to this and kind of your we-centric approach. What are you most excited about, both personally and professionally, as we move into 2022?
Well, I'm most excited about Courtney, Oscar, Augie, and Pop Bash. That is always bringing me more excitement than anything. My family is definitely my definition of home, getting to spend time with them, finding ways to continue to have incredible conversations with my three kids are they're my everything, and they're hilarious, and they're becoming small.
How old are they now? People. I mean, they're like teenagers now, right?
Yeah. So Oscar's 15, Augie's 14, and Poppy is 11.
Wow.
And they're amazing.
That's awesome.
And my wife is also amazing. That's why they're amazing.
I haven't seen her in a while, so I need to reconnect with you guys, but I'm sure she's doing great.
She's doing phenomenal.
I love it. Okay. So you got personal now. Now let's move to professional.
Professional's easy. It's continue to create and hone this culture and create a place where agents I hate when I say that, where
we gotta think agents, of a better name. We gotta think of a better name.
Where agents can find a place where they're partners and business owners, and that we can support them and help them become better versions of themselves. I really look at this whole industry and the idea at home as as individuals, if we're able to connect with our own truth and who we are and how we're operating, we then create a whole new way of doing this industry. And it's my everything. I know from my own journey and my own transformation, how different I am than I was from multiple years ago. As you know about the bullying and the operated, now I can still operate that way in an unskillful manner. It doesn't look as ugly as it did when I was 17. But I really believe that each one of us, as we move along our journey, if we're interested in trying to be better versions of ourselves, we get to create amazing experiences for others.
Before we go to break, Andrew, I have a quick question. If you weren't in real estate, what would you be doing?
Oh, who knows? In real estate.
I'd love to pick that question out of you sometime and go deeper into that, because I don't know. I feel like
I'm not in, but I just want to make sure that
you're definitely a people
person. I'm not in real estate. That's not what I do.
Right.
I'm in the business of helping people find home.
Yeah. You would definitely be in the people business if you weren't in real estate, or what you'd like to call it.
I'd probably be an engineer at Burns and Mac, and I would have been fired after 8 seconds, because they'd be like, how did you get in here? That's probably what
I'm doing. Andrew Bash is our guest, owner of Bash & Co. Sotheby's International Realty. We have a segment left on the show. We'll be right back after the break. Thanks for joining us on today's Grill Nation show.
Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show. Thank you for joining us again today. I appreciate it. We're joined by Andrew Bash, who's the owner of Bash & Co. Sotheby's International Realty. Their website is bashcosir.com. Great website, great organization. We've talked about a lot of topics today, you know, Andrew, and as we close out on our final segment, let's break down a few more. You're always really good about business and life lessons.
Yeah, I read that comment from Jim. Let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah, you want to start with that. Okay, so Jim Heater, former president of the and head of the Greater Kansas City Chamber of Commerce, and obviously an attorney and just a well-known guy, commented, and I'll bring it up on the screen if you're watching us. If you're listening, I'll read it to you. Jim Heater obviously compliments the program and Andrew Bash, and he got to know your father, a great businessman and civic leader. He knew you when you started in real estate, and he's enjoyed the show today and watching it here on our live stream and listening as well. What are your comments on that, Andrew?
Well, it kind of falls in line with the concept of home again. I love my dad and my mom, of course, also, but my father passed away in 2013, and my dad way of not know he's watching me. And I've had a lot of these of late. One was a story from a woman the other day that talked about how he helped one of his clients when he was in the money management business get back from Paris after a heart attack out there. And, you know, my dad was involved with the Salvation Army. He did a lot of civic stuff, and he was a special dude, and I missed him. And I would say that how this plays into, I think we all think linear way too often. And I've had lots of experiences with the old man showing up in the weirdest and oddest ways to let me know that he's still hanging around here, patting me on the back when something goes well. And it's fun. I really love my life and the way that things unfold. And I'm grateful for Jim Heater, who I know in a number of different capacities.
We need to go visit Jim Heater. When he's in town next time, we should get together with him for coffee or something.
Well, maybe I'll go see him next week. I'm going to reach out to him after we hang up.
You'll go out there. Well, look what the Grill Nation show does. Bringing people back together. Andrew, great information. I thought your comment about linear was interesting there, and how, you know, we don't always have to grow that way.
Yeah, we think way more limitedly than we should. And I think that's the other thing about this company and about me is I strive to work with an abundance mindset, which means there's plenty for everybody. Mm-hmm. And that's how growth happens. I don't always do it, but I try. And I think an abundance mindset also allows for not assuming that you know everything and coming from a place of curiosity to find out more and to strive for being of service to others. So
I love it. Andrew Bash is with us. Let's just briefly again talk about what we predict in 2022. Or, you know, you mentioned, you know, the market is just exploding in Kansas City. I know it is exploding in other cities as well. It's not just us. In 2020, it was like, okay, it's going to, you know, with COVID, everything's going to go down. And then, you know, like in New York and other major markets, it's now like exploding as well in 2021. So it was very short term as far as like the downfall there.
Sure.
And now we're going into 2022, obviously. I mean, you can't predict the future, but it seems like Kansas City is going to continue to excel as a market that people want to live in.
So we just recently sold a new executive to Kansas City, and he and his wife are having so much fun here, and they love it. And everything that every time they do something new, they're like, oh my God, this reminds me of such and such in LA. Or our city has become so much more interesting and progressive than it was when I moved here in 2000, 2001. And I think we're going to continue to see growth. I think we're going to continue to have lots of people consider moving here because they are able to work remotely. And I, you know, is this going to slow down? Are the prices going to come down? I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't try to time it, that's for sure. But I would say that people are going to continue to have to figure out what they're going to do for shelter. And there are going to be agents that focus on the piece of where do you want to live. And there will be us who are just immensely passionate about focusing on what you need to be connected to your definition of home. Mm-hmm. And it is an exciting and amazing journey, and it's organic and it's not overnight, but it's happening. And I'm really excited about it. So that's my prediction.
You mentioned Kansas City growing and becoming a place like your new executive reminded them of some of their favorite places in big cities. What is one of your favorite new places in Kansas City to go to dinner or to hang out at from 2021?
Well, I don't know if it's new, but I always like going to the restaurant at 1900. I think that's probably one of the best restaurants in Kansas City. I've been to Town and Company a few times. I think that's great.
I think that the people want to know, Andrew, like, what do you like to do when you're free time, when you're not, at meetings all day and talking to people?
I like to hang out with my family. That's what I'd rather do than anything else, because I have three really, really interesting, funny kids. And my wife is probably, although I end up being the butt of some of her jokes, they're really funny and she's hilarious. So we have a lot of fun, the five of us. Other people may not find me funny, but I do believe that all five of us are funny and pretty interesting to hang around with. So that's my favorite thing to do. Mm-hmm. My favorite day.
What kind of things, like you mentioned you're going out. Okay, go ahead.
I just want to tell you, my birthday, we went to Westport Cafe, which I also think is amazing. Just the five of us. And it was definitely one of the highlights of my year, getting to hang out with my five on the hand.
Yeah, right. Time flies, man. I remember when you were with your kids at the World Series, man. That seems like just yesterday, and they were little.
Yeah, that was just
7 years ago.
The whole family went to the World Series in town, but then Augie and I went to New York.
Yeah.
He's amazing, 14 man. Now and realizes that when he came out of the after he won, he's like, where will we go next year for the World Series? I was like, it's not like that, brother.
So. the kids of this generation are spoiled with the Royals and the Chiefs' success. The last 7 to 8 years, in KC, of course, it's a good.
They don't know
what
it was like to have Mike Livingston as your quarterback.
there was some winners over the years. I'm still partial to the Steelers.
You don't even know who Mike Livingston was, do you?
I do. I remember him.
Okay, because you're young. You're like a baby compared to me.
Andrew, I am I'm so excited to see you again. You mentioned you're taking a trip out of Kansas City. Where do you like to go with your family and spend time with them? You said Colorado.
I like to go to Colorado. I went to Africa.
You guys ski together? Family ski?
Yeah. Yeah. They don't get up early enough, which is frustrating to me, but I'm working through it.
I love it.
So
Andrew Bash & Co. Sotheby's International Realty, BashCOSIR.com. On the internet, they have a great team. I've gotten a chance to get to know some of them over the years, and obviously know Andrew, and they will take care of you and help you. And it's just not a transactional thing with them. And that's exciting. And I'm excited to see kind of what transpires here as we go through 2022. And, Andrew, at some point I'm probably going to have to list my house if I ever want to, and then have you find one of those good ones off market for me.
We can talk.
Right. I'll let you stage my house, Andrew. I promise.
You don't need to stage your house. It's perfect. Your house is amazing. Everything you've done is incredible. It's one of my favorite houses.
Well, I can't wait to see you again. I want to thank all the listeners for joining us as well. You've been listening to the Grill Nation Show. Andrew Bash, thank you as well.
Thanks, Jason.
We'll see you again next week, everybody. Take care and have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.